This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, kicking off our number dos, that's two, or zwei, or dur, depending on, you know, what other languages you may know the numerals in. It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Phones are open. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And Chris.
It's funny.
So, before we actually continue talking about anything else, it's hard for me to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a little more than a decade. That decade has seen some remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency already. Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've heard about Bitcoin already. Maybe you've decided it's finally time to learn about it. Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date with all the news relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. There's something for everyone, from the novice to the expert. It's all on a very sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Please check it out, Bitcoin.com. So, just, I got to get this. We've been talking about, you know, COVID and the medical tyranny that governments are imposing upon people and all that, so... As a segue, I didn't see that this had been mentioned. I haven't heard every episode in the last couple of weeks, but, Bonnie, you were saying that you met with your doctor, and your doctor was discussing, you know, how to be a healthy person. This is something that I have not heard out of any government.
Yep.
Globally. Like, here's this thing, this COVID-19, this virus that's supposed to be, you're supposed to be all fearful of it. But not one government is talking about how to be a healthy human being.
Nope.
In fact, governments have been giving incentives, and we've heard about all the different ones in Washington State and Colorado. I think they're giving away a free joint, marijuana, if you get the vaccine.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah. There's places who are giving you a free beer or a cocktail or a glass of wine if you get the vaccine. There's a place here in New Hampshire doing that. I'm not going to mention their name, so I don't want to give them any free publicity. But... you know, all these incentives. Well, and then, of course, you heard that Krispy Kreme, the donut company, because donuts are so healthy, right? Giving away a donut, right? If you get the, you know, Krispy Kreme donut, if you get the vaccine. Well, Krispy Kreme has doubled down.
What's funny?
Get a COVID vaccine and get two free Krispy Kreme donuts for a limited time. Also, this says, and I mean, I could be wrong, we'll see. But I believe this article says that if you get the vaccine, you can get a free Krispy Kreme donut for the remainder of the year, every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Well, that sounds like a lot. That sounds expensive. But that's
It's a couple of months, so it's like 60 donuts or something. But they're probably, they probably figured out that they can make it as a loss leader by giving away a free donut and then, you know, selling a coffee to go with it.
Or, you know, a cup of coffee? Yeah. They'll do it.
You probably have to have something, like... You probably have to buy something to get it. I don't know.
Yeah. But
even if you don't, just the number of people, the percentage of people who will also buy a coffee with it will probably make up for it.
Yeah.
So this is from MarketWatch.com. It was last updated August 25th. Krispy Kreme is doubling down on its vaccination incentive after the FDA gave full approval to the Pfizer vaccine.
I just think it's so funny that for the people who weren't convinced by one donut, now you can get two donuts. And now there will seriously be some people that are like, I was on the fence, but...
They were on the fence, yeah. They were on the edge. But that second donut pushed them over. this article says, do not throw It's a donut. Get it? Do not.
Yeah.
Throw away your shot. While some Americans have been taking a wait-and-see approach on getting one of the available COVID-19 vaccines, Krispy Kreme has tried sweetening the deal by offering people who get vaccinated a free donut every day for the rest of the year.
I'm tempted to wait until they give free donuts for the rest of my life, which won't be very long, though, if I get a donut every day for the rest of my life.
Yes, that's one free donut every single day through the end of 2021 at all U.S. Krispy Kreme locations, and no purchase is required. Healthy.
Oh, so there is no purchase required. That's interesting. But, yeah, they're probably thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of like human beings, when it comes to retail and stuff like that, it's been my experience and also my personal philosophy that you should be patronizing. And by that, I mean, like, if I go to, I don't know, like a gas station just to use the John because I'm on the road, I got to go. Like, I'll go, and I'll use the job, and then I'll buy something.
Yeah.
Because, it's courteous.
Yeah.
Unless they won't let you buy something because you won't wear a face mask. Then I'll leave the water bottle I was about to buy with the face mask right there on the conveyor belt and walk out after using the bathroom.
So, and, I mean, I kind of know a little bit about how some of these business things work. And when you give something away either below the actual value price so that you're losing money on it or completely, you know, for a zero cost, this is called a loss leader. And generally it's a marketing ploy because they're counting on folks buying, I don't know, a cup of coffee or a sandwich or, you know, some other accessory item when they visit the Krispy Kreme to get their free donut.
In high school I learned that iPhones are sold at a loss. And I was like, how is that possible? Why would they do that? And it's because they make all their money on the chargers.
Monthly recurring charges and the accessories.
Yeah,
I don't think they're sold at a loss outside of with a subscription.
No, the hardware, generally speaking, in at least telecom, right? I can speak from some expertise there, is generally sold, not for profit. Generally speaking, the hardware itself is like you'll see them giving stuff away. They'll be like, "Hey, if you sign a Verizon, if you sign a new contract with us, we'll give you this particular phone. It might be the older version of the new one that came out or whatever.
It's locked into the service, and you have to continue
sign a contract, and so the price is built into the contract. But they're able to say things like." Hey, here's a free device if you sign a 2-year contract.
Right, probably. Yep.
I just remember in high school in a business class, the teacher, it was 2014, and the teacher said, did you know iPhones are made for more expensive than what they sell them for? Why would this be? And we were all just puzzled, I have no clue.
Yeah.
And the answer was, because they can make their money on chargers and other things you have to buy that go with the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be different now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're making a profit on every one of those phones when they're not sold. When they're not sold with a contract. So even though they'll make money on accessories too, the Apple actually has one of the highest profit margins. So this idea that they're being sold at a loss is. Probably, I'm not saying that isn't the case maybe for some phones, but it's probably not the case for the iPhones specifically.
Well, the Food and Drug Administration, of course, has fully approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And so, of course, Krispy Kreme, the donut chain that we're talking about, is doubling down and offering 2 free donuts anytime, every day, from August 30th through September 5th during its, quote, Show Your Heart, unquote, promotion. That's right. They've titled it Show Your Heart. Here's the ad. This is from their Twitter. We'd like to show sweet support to those who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting today, bring your vaccine card to a Krispy Kreme shop and get one free original glazed donut. No chance to get your vaccine? This will run through the end of 2021. Info at, and then click a link. So, this makes it sound to me like, and because I've been poor in my life, I'm familiar with this type of a thing, sounds to me like if you were a donut-loving person, and I'm thinking specifically police here, who have been vaccinated, right? They're just going to hop from Krispy Kreme to Krispy Kreme to Krispy Kreme every day and get their free donut. Each, if there's 6 of them in the city that they work in, why, they could get up to 6 free donuts with just their vaccine card.
Krispy Kreme might be doing us a favor. selling off their tickets.
Dare to keep cops off donuts. 603-283-6160. Does Krispy Kreme giving away an extra donut or a donut every day make you want to get the vaccine? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The telephone. phone number in the studio, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Chris,
and Bonnie.
The Crypto Six, we mentioned them in the first segment of the first hour tonight, but they are preparing to take on the state with a prospective trial date sometime in May of 2022. They are preparing their defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency. And, of course, as the state is doing this, it would set up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, Kraken, and assorted other exchanges as gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. Well, that can't be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal governments. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon the innocent. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn about how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? Thecrypto6.com.
Now, are we taking bets yet on when that trial date is going to be? Because there's like zero chance that at this point it's going to happen in May.
You're a businessman, right? You should throw up a little gambling website with cryptocurrency.
So for people who don't understand why it's not going to happen in May, effectively, one of the Crypto Six, if the judge had decided, yes, he's going to remain caged until trial, he said he wouldn't allow a delay, all right, because that's a long time for somebody who's innocent to be caged, effectively, right?
Right.
However, nobody has been ordered released. So the fact that he's not going to be released, there's nothing delaying the trial date at this point. So, and because it's what they call a complex case, and I put that in quotes, it's basically going to be delayed.
And
it's just guaranteed.
He's just now getting out, so he's going to be just now seeing discoveries. So yeah. They're going to
He's been 6 months. He's been sitting in a cage. And the judge said something to the effect of, he's been illegally detained.
Yeah, if he stays in until the 16th, it will have been 6 months.
It's over 6 months.
No, it's five. It's already five and some change right now.
It's five and change.
Did I miscount? Mm-hmm. I thought I could have sworn it was over 6 months. It was like six and a half almost at this
point. Yeah, no, me and Ian were talking about it all the time. It's like five and a half.
It's five and a half.
Okay.
But either way, that is a long time for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Who is not convicted of anything, just accused of a thing,
yep.
To be in, especially a nonviolent thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's unprecedented to me. I mean, I'm not watching the courts on a daily basis, so. But I've never heard of that type of a thing unless it's a violent, you know, there's some violence involved.
There's some hacker cases from the 90s with Kevin Mitnick where he was held in a cage for 5 years by the federal government without a conviction. He was denied bail effectively because they were afraid he would whistle into a phone. And the argument was something like, basically nuke, like, Russia or something.
Oh,
or nuke
God.
The United States based off of whistling into a phone, which was absolutely crazy.
What?
Yet that was what was good enough to justify it, keeping him detained.
What's unprecedented, in my opinion, is the fact that nobody's not going to be allowed on Free Talk Live or any podcast interviews.
Yeah, talk about a First Amendment violation.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of
dry. Especially for somebody who has not been convicted of any crime and isn't even accused of a violent crime. Isn't even accused of he's not even accused of advocating for violence.
They might as well sew his mouth shut. I mean, if they're going to go that far.
I mean, this is nothing but a political, you know, a political persecution.
Yep.
Very much.
They're making it obvious with him.
Yeah, and it's
because don't you guys know we're terrorists now? did you know that we're terrorists? Anybody who
I'm not a terrorist.
Anybody who speaks out against the government overreach on COVID and you know the lockdowns and all that kind of stuff is potentially a suspected domestic terrorist.
Advocating for peace is terrorism.
The government came and terrorized many, many people on March 16th, including me.
They sure did. And they continue to do so.
Yep.
They continue to terrorize Mr. Nobody.
Yep.
Among, you know, other people. You know, it is ridiculous the fact that people are tolerating this stuff, that an agency that is based on nothing but violence. That's all it is. that's, they only have one tool. Government, as an organization type, only has one tool. That's force. That's all. That's the only tool. That's the only thing that they use ever to get anything done, ever.
I mean, and let's be honest. I mean, this is why they're going after the Crypto Six. It's because we advocate peace, and the government advocates violence. And when you advocate peace, you're advocating against the government.
Yeah.
I mean,
true.
Who, if the persecution's not obvious here, I mean, how many times does the FBI have to investigate, you know, basically people in our community over nonviolent, mostly non-crimes, really?
Well, certainly no crime, in my opinion, because a crime...
Certainly not a violent crime.
Certainly not, but a crime requires a harmed individual or property.
Well, I understand that, how do I say this, from our perspective, that's true, from a moral perspective, certainly that's true. From the government's perspective, that's definitely not true.
Yeah, that's for real. So, we've been talking about the Krispy Kreme thing. Speaking of dumb, the government is dumb, and Krispy Kreme is dumb. Now, One of our chatters says Krispy Kreme donuts are pretty darn good. And yes, they are. They kind of melt in your mouth. They're delicious, but
fresh off the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
You know, whenever somebody, you know, says anything about Krispy Kreme donuts, you just know where they're coming from.
The South?
Yeah. It's like, I
got them out west.
I've had Krispy Kreme donuts on numerous occasions, but I definitely do not have the same perspective as you guys.
When I worked in an office environment, you know, occasionally there'd be something in the kitchen, you know, some, I don't know, some blueberry muffins or some granola bar or something, you know, hey, everybody, you know, you knew it was a special occasion that something was going on. When the Krispy Kremes showed up, that was like a special thing. Like, oh, the board members are in town, or something like, you know, or yeah, we're wooing these salespeople, or something. You know what I mean? Something was going on that warranted, you know, something better, and so they would go get Krispy Kreme donuts.
I wonder if Krispy Kreme their recipe has changed a bit, or is there like a time in which you're supposed to go in and get those donuts?
You just have to go get them. Like, you can get them fresh, like where they just make them, and they literally come off a conveyor belt. At least in the one in Alabama I used to go
to. Yeah, because the ones I've had have been, like, they've been almost too fresh.
Well, I'm going to offend you Northeasterners. I have never been that impressed with a Dunkin' Donut.
See, I expect it to be not overly fresh, you know, because if it's overly fresh, like, it ends up, it just... I don't know, like, it doesn't, it's too sweet or
Oh, no, it's too sweet, it melts in your mouth, like a donut shouldn't be.
No, I'm not a fan of donuts that are going to be, like, hard as a rock, don't get me wrong, but, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is certainly not that, usually, so, I don't know, I prefer Dunkin' Donuts over Krispy Kreme.
Just to clarify, guests need to show their valid COVID-19 vaccination card to snag their treats, their free donuts, so you can't just bring in your I got vaccinated sticker, that does not count, and they must redeem the offer in person in one of the U.S. stores or at the drive-thru. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and coalition forces continue to work to get their citizens and Afghan allies out of Afghanistan despite a recent terror attack that killed over 100 people, including 13 U.S. service members. Texas Republican Congressman Jake Elsley joins Fox News to explain what he'd like to see happen next.
I want to see us come back into session. We compel the president to extend that deadline. I want us to take back Bagram, and I want us to ensure our allies there, our men and women, our brave men and women on the ground there, that this isn't for nothing. I want to encourage our veterans who fought there that they did not fight in vain, and to show once everyone in the world once again that America deals from a position of strength instead of weakness.
President Biden welcoming the new Prime Minister of Israel to the White House on Friday for bilateral meetings. This is USA Radio News. State and local leaders in Louisiana are warning residents to leave low-lying areas and complete major storm preparations as Hurricane Ida makes its way toward the Gulf Coast. Weather forecasters are predicting the storm could lash the region with wind speeds above 110 miles per hour and soaking rains, which could cause widespread flooding. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell tells residents that no effort is being spared to ensure the safety of residents.
We do have a major storm heading...
The safety of residents.
We do have a major storm heading our way. We are activating every single resource at our disposal so that we are prepared to respond. You know, we plan for this all year long. We plan for this.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declaring a state of emergency already. The storm also expected to hit parts of Alabama.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever's on your mind. We try to talk about things here from the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, but any topic, it's open. We only have a few rules. That's, no cussing. The seven words.
I keep forgetting to say, if you need dating advice, please call in because I'm qualified to give dating advice to anyone ages 18 and older because I just don't care about your high school relationship. It's not going to work out.
It's true.
And I say that because I have the best boyfriend ever, so that's where my qualification.
That's your qualification. That's your extensive resume?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, Bonnie is, of course, going to give advice. And, you know, if you just want, you know, advice from some of the hosts here, we're probably willing to give you some kind of advice. I don't know if it'll be good advice, but we can make something up. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
Intercoin. Last year we told you about them. They can only help business and organizations launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Imagine that. If you're a business, you can launch your own currency or your own token. Now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Intercoin.org. Sorry, I had a brain fart there. All right. so I'm done talking about Krispy Kreme. Their donuts are delicious, but screw those guys for, like, you know, like, if COVID is a health crisis, why is, like, one of the least healthy things being offered as an incentive to, you know, get this thing? That makes absolutely no sense.
I mean,
I could see, like, if it were safe and effective and proven and there were no side effects, I could see, like, some sort of, like, health food places, so, you know, getting on the bandwagon going, hey, you know what, we're a health place, and so we want you to be healthy, so, you know, come and get the vaccine at our health place, not come and get it at our donut shop.
I think it makes a lot of sense that Krispy Kreme would be promoting this. I mean, when everybody's depressed, what do? They eat donuts, right, and get fat and stuff, right? So it kind of makes sense that they would want to be promoting this.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not the government saying that they'll give you Krispy Kreme. So, I mean, there is that. But I will say the governments haven't come out and said go get exercise and be in the sunlight. And
Right. But there's money to be made, right? Yeah. Like, ultimately, at the end of the day.
And this is definitely money, not a conspiracy.
It's an opportunity. When more people are depressed, more people eat donuts. Why do you think cops eat donuts all the time?
Well, because they eat them for free.
I think it's because they're depressed.
I think being a cop
is a depressing job, and I think that's why cops eat less.
It's probably very true that they're depressed.
They need, like, this dopamine kind of rush from the donut in order to, like, continue.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're depressed because they didn't get to kill everybody every day, or a person every day, you know, or shoot somebody's dog, or otherwise harass, you know, non-victim, you know, people doing non-victim things.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. Actually, probably not all cops are depressed because stuff that they do would be depressing to us, but we're not sociopaths. So it's probably extremely exciting to them. Like the police officer that went up and testified at Rochelle Kelly's trial, the male, he was just, like, smiling and smirking the whole time. Like, whenever he was just in the crowd or, like, walking up, he's smiling and smirking. He gets to the front, he acts all serious, like, yes, Your Honor, and all that stuff. But he was, like, having the time of his life. Like, he thought it was hilarious.
Well, among things that governments do, outside of produce sociopaths in, you know, many different levels of their organizations, every now and again they do, you know, something that on the surface leaves people high and dry, in other words, SOL, and I'm talking about the way in which the United States military extracted themselves from Afghanistan. Yes, I'm glad that the U.S. military has extracted themselves from Afghanistan. I think the U.S. military should extract themselves from everywhere, personally.
Start with New Hampshire?
Perhaps we can. We could talk about that, too, in a bit. I have something that I want to ask you about, specifically about that topic. But there can be a silver lining at times to some of this stuff. And that is, this is from CNBC.com. This says, inside Afghanistan's cryptocurrency underground as the country plunges into turmoil. Key points from this story. For many Afghans, this week has laid bare the worst-case scenario for a country running on legacy financial rails. A nationwide cash shortage, closed borders, and a plunging currency, plus rapidly rising prices of basic goods. Doesn't paint a pretty picture. We talk frequently here on Free Talk Live about, you know, being prepared for something, you know, not necessarily government collapse and that kind of thing, although that's a very real risk. But, like, I lived on the West Coast. It was smart to be prepared for, like, earthquakes and tsunamis and things of that nature. So, you know, you should be prepared for something, some kind of crisis.
I don't know. The government collapsing is probably a pretty big risk relative to this part of the country.
I'm saying that it's not the only reason to be prepared. But as you can see, for the Afghan people, right, all of these things are coming to a head.
Mm.
And in some ways, it's a perfect test case for the usefulness of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. CNBC spoke with several Afghans who are using crypto to learn how they got into it, how it's helping them, and barriers to further adoption. So before I, you know, get into the actual story, it is a prime place for something like Bitcoin. Right? You are in a country that's suffering from hyperinflation. Your borders are closed. Right? The state currency that you were using is sinking rapidly, you know, in its value. People need to transact for stuff. You know, even in that situation, even within your own local community, right? So I'm sure that there's some bartering going on, as there always is. I'm sure that there's some trade for, I don't know, silver and gold and coins and, you know, valuable jewelry, stuff like that. But they have technology. They have smartphones over there. They have wireless internet over there. Not everywhere, but they do have it. And so they have access to cryptocurrency.
Yeah. It's very interesting because they also, the government, I think it was the UN, they froze all of the assets that Afghanistan and the banks in Afghanistan have.
Right.
So people, like, can't take their money out of their accounts and stuff.
Why?
Because they don't want the Taliban.
Well...
So they want their the
so they want
to
everybody to suffer. So,
yeah, basically because it's you know it's a strategy of well let's make these people as poor as possible and then we'll invade. I mean that's usually the way it works, although it's kind of weird because it's happening in reverse now. But
well, Farhan Hotak isn't your typical 22-year-old Afghan. In the last week, he helped his family of 10 flee the province of Zabul in southern Afghanistan and travel 97 miles to a city on the Pakistani border. But unlike others choosing to leave the country, once his relatives were in safe hands, Hotak then turned around and came back so that he could protect his family home and vlog to his thousands of Instagram followers about the evolving situation on the ground in Afghanistan. He has also been keeping a very close eye on his crypto portfolio on Binance as the local currency touches record lows and nationwide bank closures, as we mentioned earlier, make it next to impossible to withdraw any cash. In Afghanistan, we don't have platforms like PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, so I have to depend on other things, said Hotak. Afghanistan still mostly operates as a cash economy, so money in Hotak's crypto wallet won't help him put dinner on his table tonight, but it does give him peace of mind that some of his wealth is safeguarded against economic instability at home.
Cool.
My only recommendation is that, well, you know, get your money off the exchange. You know,
definitely.
You know, I get that, you know, you want to put it in the cloud away from, you know, the hands of whatever your government is or isn't at the moment, but it's not the safest place for it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The name of the show is Free Talk Live.
Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free as in unobscured. Talk as in communication. Live as in happening right now.
If you're listening right now.
Well, right. Well, I don't. Some people might only they might hear a delayed broadcast. So we are live between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. 7 nights a week. Eastern. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Next time we'll do a harmony. Eastern.
Eastern.
Yeah, there you go.
Eastern.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. Anyway. The telephone number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
On September 4th at 3:33 p.m., you can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event. You do not need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Starchild will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. If you don't know who or what he is, don't view this as an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. To participate in the event at approximately 3:33 p.m. on September 4th, you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing. Look around you and start smiling. If you see someone else smiling, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming towards you, you will step up and give them a hug. As you hug, hold this intention in your mind. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. Both smiling and hugs are healthy for you and good for you, containing no carcinogens, no trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup, and hopefully no artificial ingredients. September 4th, 3:33 p.m.
I assume Eastern because Starchild lives in Manchester. 3:33 p.m. Eastern time.
He manifests himself I
heard he lived in Manchester on Wednesday.
You're going to have to meditate on this and get us a time zone.
Dang it.
Perhaps during the next break.
I'll try to get it out of the thing. I forget what it's called, the astral vaults for you.
Yes, could you just do some astral projection over to California during the next break? And
the Akashic Records will tell us.
All right. Let's go to our SIP line that rarely gets used. We have Reverend Ratspeed calling. Reverend,
you're on
Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, excellent. We're here.
What's your topic?
Well, first of all, I would just love to say it's been a long time, and I missed calling in. Hello, Bonnie. Hello, Captain. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
I think the last time that I called in was before the rain happened. So.
Oh, welcome back.
It feels nice.
What do you want to talk about?
Thanks. Well, quite honestly, I was just calling in to test this thing out because it seems so cool. But since we're on topic, I guess I could just say that, I don't know, I got this really morbid feeling like they're closing in. Like, that's the feeling that I get. I feel that every single day that I watch something going on, it feels like there's a hurricane coming.
Yep.
And it's getting scary.
Yeah, storms are coming. Storms are coming. There's a storm out in the distance.
The perfect storm
is coming. And I'm like, are you guys ready for this fall? Because right now we're having a nice a nice vacation, a nice oasis from all of this. But
yes, I am ready for the fall. However, autumn is a different story.
You know, I love every single reference that you make. I don't know how many people get them, but I get every single one of them. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's impressive.
Talking my language.
Sometimes I don't even get them.
Anyway, but I, on a side note, I'm kind of wondering, on a very abstract side note, what is this change in ideology that's going to be coming upon us going to have on the ethos of free software? Like, are people going to start pushing off free software and saying, oh, well, that's a rogue nation kind of thing, and go to the factory farms that all these corporations are putting in, stay on your account, stay on Twitter, stay on Facebook, don't use this other stuff.
I hope, and there's been talk of this since, you know, the dawn of cryptocurrency, because once something like that gets invented, people who kind of get it start to think about possibilities. I hope that freeware and cryptocurrency and networking in general can all live in this harmonious reality where, you know, the people who contribute to a piece of software can, you know, earn a piece of cryptocurrency for their contribution and yet have the software remain free to the users who want to download it.
I just seem to notice that for the last few years, there's been this growing trend, and this has really nothing to do with the virus or anything itself, but a growing trend of people who are saying, don't go to quote-unquote unsafe sites. And my first instinct has always been, define what a harmful site would be. You can't even find out until you've actually been to it.
Right.
And if we're going to stay on Facebook and all that, where all this telemetry data and your information, your ID, you're the product. Is that safe?
No.
So I'm thinking. So as people are looking for safety, especially for people who don't understand computers, in a very abstract way, as times grow more increasingly stressful, as we're looking for answers, as people are looking for safety among, you know, established government and policy and, you know, so-called science. I say so-called because I have, they probably haven't the foggiest idea of what's really going on.
Yeah.
The majority of people. I can imagine that sort of ethos being transferred through some irrational sense of whatever, that you must stay to their own software, that you must stay to the beaten path, like don't venture out, don't go to these other websites.
Yeah, the powers that be, and I'm talking about government and those folks in control of it, and their buddies in the banking system as well, they would prefer everybody to just be a docile sheep and to go along, to get along and follow their pre-prescribed plan. Fortunately for us, there are still people who like to do this silly little thing called thinking for themselves. They like to, you know, they like to look into stuff for themselves. They like to evaluate it for themselves. They like to, you know, figure it out and make a decision on their own about what is best for them, because they believe, rightly so, that they are the highest authority for themselves.
See, I keep on going back to the early days of the net. I mean, I got on in the mid-90s, and it was...
Oh, so you know the golden rule of the Internet, right? Because I'm older than the Internet. What was the first rule of the Internet? Don't put any of your personal identifying information on the Internet. That was the first rule. It still is and should be the first rule.
And then now, these days, you have a Know Your Customer law where you can't hide your identity. You have to expose yourself. Everyone who was around back in the early days knows that all of the weirdos were the ones who went online. It was either complete geeks, hobbyists, fandoms of all different sorts, and, you know, sexual deviants of all different types, and we were all one big happy family. So it felt like we were on top of the world. It felt like, you know what, this is our place, this is our quote-unquote safe zone. Now, all of the mundanes, all of the muggles have come in, and they're kind of, it's like, they don't run the computers, but they're using them, and so the ethos, the sense of superiority has shifted to the people who follow the beaten path. And so that kind of, it my home, I feel like, is being invaded. That's what it feels like. And and virtually, I feel like that they're closing in.
I'm guessing you're on Facebook and Twitter and all these platforms.
I can
get off the platforms and you won't feel that way as much.
Yeah.
I got off Facebook years ago.
I can give you a ray of hope, Reverend Rexby. Yeah. And that is to say that, fortunately, developers and the Internet outpace governments in their ability to innovate by quite a large margin. And so, for the moment at least, it seems that folks are able to sort of out-innovate the government when it comes to things like software and freeware and that kind of stuff.
That's the one thing that keeps on coming to mind, is the reason why they're trying to close their grip around things is because they know they're losing control. Ultimately, they will fail. Ultimately, centralized government will fail because the communication structure does not fit to their model of governance.
Hey, well said, Reverend. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, innovation is the only way out of this, in my mind, outside of mass disobedience, right? If people decide they've had enough and they start to disobey, then we'll get out of this. If not, then we have to innovate our way out of it. We have to build something better, something new, something different that does it correctly.
Stand up and innovate.
Hour number three of Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.